له لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الحق تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وكذلك يقول: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All praise and thanks are due to Allah. We praise and thank Him. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from the sinfulness of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah misguides, none can guide. I bear witness that there is none worth worshiping but Allah, alone, with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Allah reminds us in Surah Ali Imran, He says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah with the taqwa that is due to Him, and die not except in a state of Islam, except in a state of submission. And He also says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nisa, He says, O people, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah through whom you ask one another and the wombs. Surely Allah is ever over you an observer. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر، فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر. قال: فنزلنا منزلا في يوم حار أكثرنا ظلا صاحب الكساء، ومنا من يتقي الشمس بيده. قال: فسقط الصوام وقام المفطرون فضربوا الأبنية وسقوا الركاب، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. رواه مسلم وروى مثله البخاري والنسائي. أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, he narrates in this hadith that's in Muslim and similarly in Bukhari and also in Nasa'i. He says, we were traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of us were fasting, whereas others of us weren't fasting. And obviously this is an optional fast. You're traveling and they're traveling in the desert. And he says, we came across this area where we wanted to camp, set up camp. And it was such a hot day. It was so hot that the people who had the most shade were those who had the most clothing, right? Very loose clothing that covered them. And he said, it was so extreme that some of us were using our hands to shield ourselves from the sun. That's how hot it was. To the level that those of us who were fasting collapsed. They fell on the ground, presumably exhausted, dehydrated from such a difficult day. And he continues, radiallahu anhu arda, and he says, but those of us who weren't fasting, what did they do? They quickly set up, pitched the tents, right, for shade. And then they brought water, and they started giving it to the animals, right, that were carrying them. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he commented upon this situation in front of them, and he said, today those who weren't fasting, they're the ones who got the reward. They're the ones who won. They're the ones who excelled. And perhaps one of the reasons, subhanAllah, or the main reason, is that those who are fasting, this optional fast, they were fasting for themselves, right? They're fasting so that they can get reward. But those who weren't fasting and had the strength and had the vigor to set up, pitch up the tents for everyone, for the whole group, to get water for the animals, make sure that the group was okay, they were serving others. Not just helping themselves, but also helping other people. And so they had a higher status. And there are so many ahadith that talk about this reciprocity, that we have this reciprocal relationship. When we help others, Allah helps us. There's the hadith where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, whoever is ready to help his brother in need, then Allah is ready to help him in his need. And he also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever relieves the distress, the worldly grief, the anxiety of the Muslim in this world, if you help them out, then Allah relieves you from the distresses of the day of rising, the day of resurrection. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah shows mercy to those of his slaves who are merciful to others. And so when we think about it, we're really in two states, subhanAllah. On the one hand, we're either helping others or we're being helped. We're either seeking advice, we're seeking support, we're seeking assistance, we're seeking aid, or we're providing that to others. So let's begin with the first of these states, the one who's asking for help. You know, subhanAllah, when we are recommended by our mashayikh, which is a beautiful practice, after salah, look to who's on your right and look to who's on your left and say salam to this person, say salam to that person, get to know them. We get their name, but something that we sometimes forget about is the burden that they're carrying, the hardship that they're experiencing, the adversity that they're facing. And don't think that, oh, you know what, it's just me, I'm really dealing with a difficult situation. This is, subhanAllah, one of the tests of this short, fleeting life. It's the difficulty of it. It's the toiling of it. And subhanAllah, even our blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had Aamul Huzn, that year of sadness. And what grief he faced in so many occasions in the seerah. We have stories in the Qur'an that talk about sadness, about grief. You know, perhaps one that comes to mind is Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. When he lost his son Yusuf, he was so grief-stricken that he continued to cry and cry and cry until he became blinded with his sadness alayhi salam. So this is part of the human experience. We shouldn't be shy of like, oh, you know what, I'm just going through a difficult situation. But we have to let other people know. We can't isolate ourselves. And so simple things like, subhanAllah, sending a message. Do you know how happy the community gets when you text a few people and you say, you know what, I'm really sick right now. Can someone please help me get some soup, get some medicine, go to the drugstore, get this for me. Can you get me some hydrating drinks? Or if someone, you know, no one knows if you have a family member in the hospital until you say something like, you know what, actually my spouse is in the hospital, my child, my parent, it's really difficult on me. And what happens? SubhanAllah, people come with the meal trains. Don't even think about food. We're going to cook for you food, subhanAllah. When someone gives birth, or a spouse gives birth, and the difficulty of the whole situation in the first few weeks, subhanAllah, when you're moving, and you just need someone to help you pack up the boxes, put some bubble wrap, lift up some things and maneuver, it's an opportunity, subhanAllah, for khair. I can't tell you how many times I've reached out to people and they say, thank you, jazakum Allahu khairan. Thank you for giving me the opportunity for khair. Similarly, you're going to find your brothers and sisters are happy to do this, insha'Allah ta'ala. Sometimes you just need to talk. Sometimes it's you don't need advice or an answer to a question, or you're struggling with your career. You just need someone to talk to. You just need a listening ear. And so being able to just reach out to someone, but you have to let people know. And again, brothers, if we can fill in the gaps, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, there are some waiting outside, that would be great, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this is a way to help each other out so that we're not waiting outside in the rain, potentially moving up. It's an action right now we can do, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Maybe it's a DIY project at home. You're really struggling with, how can I do this? How can I do that? Ask people. I can't tell you also how many times I hear people saying, I wish this person told me. I wish they told me they were struggling with their rent and they couldn't pay the bills this month and they needed to borrow some money. I would have helped them, but they never said anything. Don't be that person. I have a friend who, subhanAllah, works in corporate. And he told me, I seek mentorship and advice from the executives. And I was like, wow, that's a really big deal. You're going to the C-suite, you're going to the leadership. How do they have time for you? And what he told me surprised me. He said, you know, actually, They're so happy and delighted because nobody goes to them for advice. Everyone's too shy. Most people are too shy. I don't know if I want to ask this person. I don't know if I want to ask that person. So they don't end up taking advantage of the opportunity. How about those of us who can offer help? Think of our situation here in Dallas, subhanAllah. Many of us, like so many people, subhanAllah, on a monthly basis are moving to our community. Allahumma zid wa barak. May Allah put barakah and increase us in number. Alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful thing. But what have we left behind? Whom have we left behind? Sometimes we're immigrants. We've left our parents. We've left our siblings, our aunts, our uncles. We've left a support system from our extended family. We've come here just maybe with our spouse and our children. And it's a more difficult situation. We came for noble reasons. We want a Muslim community, a good environment, mashallah. But what that means is we have to rely on each other even more. And so this is your opportunity, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to reach out to people. There's something, subhanAllah, about the questions we ask. And I'm thinking specifically about another hadith from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu arda, a famous hadith, where he radiallahu anhu arda, he said, I used to, you know, I had a younger brother whose name was Abu Umair. Many of us, we know the hadith. And he said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the times he visited me in my home, and he saw him crying. And in one narration, he says, I think he had just finished being weaned. Like he was nursing, and so he had just stopped. So we can imagine, maybe he's 2 years old. Maybe he's 3 years old, a very young boy. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him sniffling, saw him crying, saw him experiencing sadness. And so he starts asking about him. And he says, what happened? What happened to this boy? Why is he sad? And they said, well, he used to have a little bird, a sparrow, and it died. His pet bird died. And so he was just so sad. And so he says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Ya Aba Nu'ayr, Ya Aba Umair, Ma fa'ala Nughayr. Ya Aba Umair, oh Abu Umair, Ma fa'ala Nughayr. What happened to your birdie? What happened to your bird? Imagine, you know, subhanAllah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the importance of his mission, with the elevation of his status, and he sees a toddler, and he approaches him and he directs his full attention. He's fully present and he communicates with him. He empathizes with him. He connects with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was reading the commentary of this hadith, subhanAllah, while preparing for the khutbah. And one of the hadith scholars said, he said, you know, some people used to mock the scholars of hadith. They used to make fun of them and say, why are you taking this hadith and writing it down and memorizing it and passing it on? It's insignificant. And he said, until this day, we have derived more than 60 benefits from this hadith. More than 60 benefits and wisdoms and lessons from this one short hadith. Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughayr. SubhanAllah, very simple. But again, just with us in the masjid, how many times do we see a kid and we say salam to their dad or their mom, and we're not even looking at the person who's in front of us and just giving them salam, giving them that attention. Sometimes people need a hug. Sometimes people need a shoulder to cry on, and even brothers. Like sometimes you're in a difficult situation. Reach out to people. Reach out to people. Because we know from COVID, subhanAllah, people were going through a difficult time. Well, that hasn't stopped. Like we said, this is one of the, subhanAllah, this is the nature of our life. And I wanna end with this point of how do you build this? Like some of us might be asking, all right, I want some help in my situation, or I want to help other people, how can I go about this practically speaking? Well, the important thing is that you need deep and meaningful relationships. How many times do we get together at the dawahs, the uzuma, the azima, and we're talking about sports and cars and politics and products, we're talking about current events and different things, and we're not getting very deep about certain issues, subhanAllah. When you get deep, use that as a gauge for yourself personally. Use that as a way to fish and kind of see, you know what, this brother or this sister, they seem like someone who I want to come closer to. They seem like someone who I want to develop a relationship with. And don't feel that you're alone if you think right now, I don't have any friends. Research shows that right now, in terms of friendship, it's like a historic low. We're not socializing with one another. We're not spending time with one another. Our connections are superficial through WhatsApp, through social media, subhanAllah, those aren't real relationships where we're sitting down. Try to increase from the one-on-one, not just big groups, but one-on-one where you're sitting down with this person or that person and you're talking, here's what's happening in my life, what's happening in your life. You don't have to share everything, but just start somewhere, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. There's a book called Never Eat Alone, where the author recommends take every opportunity you can. We don't have to go to that extreme of like always being hanging out and networking, but just try once a week. Once a week, say, let's grab coffee, come over for tea. Let's connect with one another, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And you may not have that now, but just take a chance, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And I promise you, you're going to be surprised, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Just take a chance. Connect with someone in the community. Find that support. Build your support group. You'll be very blessed if you find one friend like this. If you have two or three, this is amazing, mashallah. This is amazing. Don't aim for big numbers, subhanAllah. Quality over quantity. And sometimes you're just going to be in that situation like Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, although he had his family and everyone, where you say sabrun jameel, where you say, Ya Allah, I'm going to have a beautiful patience. I'm going to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have that. I'm going to build that. But in the meantime, and also when you develop that friend, those friendships and those relationships, keep going to Allah. For the youth, a specific advice for the young brothers and sisters right now in the masjid. I mean, at least until high school, I would say, go to your parents. I still go to my parents for advice. There's so much misinformation online. There's so much wrong information that you find amongst other people, amongst your peer groups, where you go to them and you're like, okay, I'm going to implement this khutbah and I'm going to go to my friend in 5th grade or in 11th grade or in elementary school, and you find they don't give you advice. So go to your moms, go to your dads, ask them for advice. Ask them, who do you go to when you need help? Ask them, what should I do in this situation? This is how you're going to grow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, until you get to that older age. And Palestine, you know, subhanAllah, every time I sit down to write a khutbah, I think of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them prosperity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them peace, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon their martyrs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If there ever was an example, subhanAllah, we have so many incidents that are being reported of, you know, helping each other out, or even Jabrul Khawatir, emotional consolation of one another. But something that, you know, really stood out to me of like, how can we kind of like support them? We're sending donations, is what one of the doctors said who went to Gaza and came back. It still sticks with me. He said in one of those panels, he said, I never used to go to protests. I said, who cares? It doesn't matter. Who cares? I mean, what difference is it going to make if I'm going to City Hall, if I'm doing something locally here in Dallas? And then he said, when I was there in Gaza, the people told me, when you do that in America, we see you. The news reaches us, the pictures reach us, the videos reach us, and we feel so emotionally supported by you standing out there and remembering us. So even these small acts, subhanAllah, they go a large way, where beyond our community, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and elsewhere in the world where they're oppressed, whether it's East Turkestan, the Rohingya, we don't forget about our brothers and sisters in Sudan, in all of the Muslim countries, subhanAllah, and the non-Muslim countries as well, in France and the crackdown on Muslims there, subhanAllah, doing that makes a big impact, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So in summary, again, we're always in these two states. Either we're seeking help or we're helping others. If you need help, speak out, reach out, connect with someone and get the help you need. And if you're able to do it, then again, have those positive relationships so that you can, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, be able to provide that for others. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Qayyum as-samawati wal-aradin, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sadiq al-ameen, ibadallah, ittaqullah, wa yu'allimukumullah, wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. Yaqulu Allahu ta'ala, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. الحمد لله رب العالمين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر الصديق، وعمر بن الخطاب الفاروق، وعثمان بن عفان ذي النورين، وعلي بن أبي طالب المرتضى، وحمزة أسد الله، والعباس وولده، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعن التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة، وإخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أنت أعلم بأحوالهم، فانصرهم وكن في عونهم، وثبت أقدامهم، وفرج عنهم، ونفس كربهم، وفك أسرهم، ودمر أعداءهم أعداء الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة.
Brothers and sisters, just move forward, please fill in all the gaps, shoulder to shoulder. Brother, move toward your right side, inshallah, to get a space. Sister, move toward your left side, inshallah, to get a space.